Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on moving to the managed desktop environment part 2. My name is Joel Barker. In this session, we will play the role of a Microsoft consultant brought in to help the Contoso company improve their IT infrastructure. Let's start this session by going into more detail on exactly what we'll be covering. In the previous session, we added security, policy, and deployment tools to the Contoso company's desktop environment. It's now classified as standardized in the IOM model. They have started to implement standards and practices and automate common desktop tasks. Using Systems Management Server, we inventoried the current environment. We also deployed a standardized installation of Microsoft Office. In this session, we will build and deploy a standard operating system install. In the past, Contoso has used a manual process to deploy operating system upgrades. They have been costly and disruptive to clients. We need to develop a process that smoothly updates client PCs to a standard desktop operating system. Once we have deployed the new operating system, we want to keep it up to date with the latest security patches, so we will find a solution to automate patch management. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. Since we are dealing with desktop management, your experience supporting Windows clients, such as Windows XP, will help you to identify the pain points that Contoso is working to improve. As we will be working exclusively on Windows Server 2003, you'll have an easier time following along if you are familiar with this operating system and user interface. In addition, Windows Active Directory is central to our desktop solution. An understanding of Active Directory's object structure and access control will be helpful as we look to solutions for Contoso. This session is divided into the following agenda items. Although we have made a dramatic difference in the IT operations at Contoso, we will start this session by identifying further pain points. They want to deploy a standardized Windows XP desktop. However, they want to prevent the deployment from dramatically interfering with business operations. Contoso is still reactive about desktop security. Deploying the operating system is one thing. Keeping it up to date is another. We are tasked with making sure that the latest security patches are applied to PCs. The next agenda item will cover the process for implementing a desktop deployment system for Contoso. We will use SMS Operating System Deployment Feature Pack and the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator to create a suitable deployment strategy for Contoso. Finally, we will talk about the transition from a rationalized environment to a dynamic desktop environment. We will introduce some more advanced desktop management tools, including how to employ a self-service provisioning system, and what Contoso can do to prepare for Windows Vista deployment. We will be using the Contoso example environment in our demonstrations. The demonstrations today will take place in this environment. We have a single domain, contoso.com, with a domain controller, SEADC01, and a systems management server, SEASMS01, and a Windows XP workstation that we will use as a remote client computer, SEAWRK001. To utilize Windows Vista enhancements to imaging, the Vista workstation SEAWRK002 will be employed. In order to build a reference image, we will use a workstation that is not a member of the domain, SEAWRK003. First, it will be helpful to review the infrastructure optimization model. This session is a part of a series of sessions in which we are acting as consultants to an example company, Contoso. Contoso would like us to advise them on how to improve the efficiency of their IT infrastructure and reduce the overall cost of their IT infrastructure. In this session, we will concentrate on Contoso's desktop lifecycle challenges. We are using the infrastructure optimization model to gauge Contoso's progress. Microsoft developed the infrastructure optimization model, or IOM, using the industry best practices and Microsoft's own experiences with its enterprise customers. It's based upon Gartner's infrastructure maturity model and MIT's architecture maturity model. Microsoft created the IOM to be a flexible and easy-to-use benchmark for an IT organization to gauge technical capability and business value. The IOM is designed to help customers realize dramatic cost savings by moving from an unmanaged environment towards a dynamic environment. Security improves from highly vulnerable in a basic infrastructure to dynamically proactive in a more mature infrastructure. IT infrastructure management changes from a highly manual and reactive to a highly automated and proactive environment. Microsoft and its partners can provide the technologies, processes, and procedures to help customers move up through the infrastructure optimization journey. The process moves from fragmented or non-existent to optimized and repeatable. IOM frees up resources and provides a foundation for organizational agility. Customers' ability to use technology to improve business agility and to deliver business value increases as they move from the basic state up the continuum towards a dynamic state, empowering information workers and managers and supporting new business opportunities. By working with Microsoft and using this model as a framework, an enterprise can quickly understand the strategic value and business benefits to the organization in moving from a basic level of maturity where the IT infrastructure is generally considered a cost center towards a more dynamic use in which the business value of the IT infrastructure is clearly understood and the IT infrastructure is viewed as a strategic business asset and business enabler. The Contoso company currently falls under the standardized category. The standard infrastructure is greatly improved over the basic state that Contoso had been in. However, we've identified several challenges to address. First, we still have some variation in our desktop operating system installations. We want to move towards a single, standard configuration. We have developed a standardized operating system. However, deploying new desktop operating systems can be a daunting task. An operating system deployment is time-consuming. Users want to be assured that their settings and files will be preserved. It can be difficult to obtain the budget for an expensive and intrusive upgrade, particularly in a large environment. We want a deployment system that requires as little effort as possible. IT departments need to stay on top of security patches. Viruses and malware are constantly evolving, and your defenses need to remain on top of the latest threats. An important step is to maintain an effective firewall and server security policy. It's a greater challenge to keep individual desktops protected. As you're probably aware, a single infected desktop computer can become a backdoor for malicious software to affect other systems on the network. Strategically, Contoso wants to be able to move to a Vista desktop as their operating system. We want to start preparing now. Contoso has started to standardize their hardware. Of course, they have not just thrown away all non-standard computers. As computers are retired, they are replaced by approved hardware with the latest image. Still, we learned from an audit of PCs that one-third of the computers in the environment are not currently from the approved single-source purchase list. Many of them are running Windows 2000. Because of the variations, providing desktop support is still a little more difficult than would be ideal. In addition, the IT department is having problems tracking operating system licenses. As they evaluate new software and technologies, they have to confirm compatibilities with their legacy desktops. We want to provide a single operating system installation to simplify Contoso's desktop management. Contoso has 2,500 desktops. To take advantage of newer security and productivity features, the IT department wants to deploy Windows XP. However, they do not want to commit several hours of a technician's time for each PC. The IT staff is never sure if the PCs that they are responsible for have applied the latest security patches. As a result, the organization is vulnerable to viruses and malware. We need to be able to keep desktop security patches up to date without dedicating staff to touch every computer when a new patch becomes available. We will design a provisioning solution using the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator. We want to enable a robust, scalable, forward-looking provisioning infrastructure. We plan to utilize the guidelines of the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator to put together our process. We've decided that the best solution for Contoso is a light-touch provisioning of the operating system and software. The Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator provides guidelines and documentation tools for a successful light touch deployment operation. Since we've deployed SMS in the previous session, we can now utilize the operating system deployment feature pack as a light touch provisioning tool to deploy a Windows XP SP2 image. OSD works closely with the Microsoft User State Migration Tool, or USMT, and SysPrep. The USMT preserves user settings and files during a migration and deployment. This will bring Contoso to a single consistent operating system without disrupting the user base excessively. In the previous session, we used SysPrep as a part of the base image creation process. In conjunction with the deployment of the new image, we will establish an application compatibility testing process so that we can be responsive to business software requirements and maintain security at the same time. As they add complexity to the organization, Contoso will deploy Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM, to track and report on the desktop environment, among other things. This will reduce management and complexity. Contoso will also begin to work with XImage in preparation for the next desktop operating system, Windows Vista. Now, let's implement the desktop deployment system. Let's focus on the major tasks of implementing a desktop deployment solution. There are several reasons to automate a desktop deployment. For one, there are many advantages to removing old operating systems from the environment. For IT managers, it's common sense. Standardizing hardware configurations, reducing the number of operating systems supported, and removing obsolete technology results in lower operating costs and increased IT responsiveness to end users. But common sense doesn't always win in budget battles, especially when upfront costs of a new initiative exceed the short-term savings of maintaining the status quo. At Contoso, the IT department has been hampered by their support of legacy operating systems on the desktop. Modern applications and management tools are not consistently applicable. Support is more difficult as the staff must maintain expertise on older systems. Specialists have emerged in the support teams who commit to keeping these older computers running. IT departments are constantly looking for more time and money to pursue innovative projects. One of the best ways to reduce costs and free up staff time is to decrease the number of different PC hardware configurations and operating systems that are supported. By standardizing on a PC vendor's stable business PC platform and limiting operating systems to the most current release, designated N, and the prior release, N-1, organizations can decrease diversity, lower costs, and improve IT responsiveness. The IT staff wants to save time. A recent study by Wipro on behalf of Microsoft and Intel found that it takes 3 times as long to deploy a software update in a 40 configuration environment compared to a 10 configuration environment. Cutting the number of hardware configurations in half can reduce support costs by 10 to 55%. The business office wants to save money. The same study found measurable savings in desktop standardization. Each additional hardware configuration increases per PC support cost by $12 per year on average for every PC in the installed base. Supporting an additional operating system version can increase total cost of ownership, or TCO, by $135 to $203 per PC per year. As a result, Contoso has decided to make the investment in developing a new standard image and plans to limit the operating systems in the environment to only the most current version, as the version N, and the immediately prior version, referred to as version N-1. Lighter touch deployment has built-in cost savings as well. As we noted in the previous session, desktop PCs are a large cost center for a company. It has been estimated in recent studies that the gross annual cost of a desktop in a 2,500 PC organization is around $5,000. Instituting a business desktop deployment system is quite involved. The savings potential is large, however. The basic manner of upgrading is to manually install the operating system, manually configure the necessary settings for the environment, and manually install all of the software. Some tools, such as Semantic Ghost and Microsoft Office Resource Kit, can be used to create some shortcuts. However, the process is still manual and requires an on-site technician. A recent study estimated the total cost of a manual desktop deployment for a side-by-side upgrade in the range of $500 to $1,000 per PC. Although a company may want to move to a modern desktop of Windows XP SP2 and Office 2003, the deployment expense can be prohibitive. A light touch deployment will significantly reduce the labor involved, utilizing automated tools. For instance, the user state migration tool will automate and script the act of moving a user's local files and settings from one PC or installation to another. In most situations, it will not be necessary for a technician to physically touch the computer. It's estimated that the average cost of a desktop deployment is reduced to $350 per PC, a significant savings over a manual deployment. Zero-touch deployment adds a self-provisioning tool so that a user or technician can provision a desktop through a web page. A true zero-touch deployment with fully automated remote installation further drops the cost of a deployment to around $100 per PC. As you reduce the cost of deployment, the time for return on investment of a standardized desktop deployment shortens dramatically, helping to build the business justification for the project. We can prepare for the deployment by building the image that we are going to deploy. In this demonstration, we will create the desktop image. Contoso uses SMS to deploy software and software updates to systems in the enterprise. With the operating system deployment feature pack, the company will now be able to deploy operating system images to the computers as well. The process of creating an image package is similar to the process of creating a software distribution package. The first difference is that image packages are created in a separate container called image packages as opposed to being created under packages. Microsoft provides Operating System Package Wizard to step you through the creation of a new image package. Name the package relative to the CD image that you created it from. In this case, XP Pro SB2 Off 03 package. For the image, we will point it to one that was created using the SMS Image Capture Wizard. The package source is the directory to which SMS will unpack and configure files from the image that are required for the client to process the package. The file created by the Image Capture Wizard itself is not bootable or accessible as an installation source. You must create a package before you are able to use that image. Now the wizard has the information it needs to create the package. There are several ways to distribute an image that was created using the SMS Image Capture Wizard feature of the OSD feature pack. These would include deployment through SMS advertisement, RIS, and a bootable installation CD. However, all these methods require a package to be created first. Let's configure the package that was just created. Three nodes must be configured to use this package. Accounts determines who can install and manage the package. The distribution points identify SMS distribution points that should store the package files. Programs configure the programs that run for the package. Let's create a program using the new operating system program wizard. We will name the program relative to both the package and the source image it was created from. XP Pro SP2 Off 03 Program. on the Licensing Settings page, we will enter the product key for Windows XP Professional. We will enter the domain settings on the Membership Settings page so that the system may join the domain after it applies the image. In the previous session, we created this image. An image does not contain domain information. Domain membership is automatically applied by the client after installation is complete. Provide the credentials that will be used to join the system to the domain. For this demonstration, we will use our administrator's account. In production, consider using an account with only the rights required to access the source files and join the system to the domain. Now the wizard has the information it needs to create the program. We have successfully created the image. Let's view the properties of the program and make any modifications we need. Let's look at the user notification options. The department field will add a department name to the advertisement notification messages that the installation displays on the client computer during installation. The file field will include an RTF format file that can contain additional instructions or other information to display for the user. We can specify a date and time up to which a user can choose to postpone the installation. The default values are 2 weeks later than the date and time the program was created. If the date and time specified has elapsed, the user cannot postpone the installation. The timeout value represents the amount of time the user has to respond to the notification before the program runs. The default timeout value is 30 minutes. Use the options on the Windows tab to use or change the organization name on the destination computer. In this case, we can change it to Contoso. We can also change the time zone information on the destination computer. The Licensing tab displays the values for the product key that we entered in the new program wizard. Use the options on this tab to verify or modify the server licensing options you entered. By default, the Use the existing static IP address if it is available option is selected. Deselect this option to cause the destination computer to obtain its IP address from a DHCP server. If your organization has some legacy clients that are using fixed IP addresses, this will simultaneously bring them under DHCP management during migration. The domain that is displayed is the same value that we entered in the new program wizard, and it can be modified. Optionally, you can enter an Active Directory container that you want the computer object to belong to. The account information is the same as the information we entered in the new program wizard. By default, the Use the existing SMS client ID if it is available option is selected. Deselect this option if you want a new SMS client ID to be created for the destination computer. By default, the Use the existing site assignment if it is available option is selected. Deselect this option if you want to change the site assignment of the destination computer. Choose Allow the client to locate its site automatically or always assign the client to, and enter the code for, the site to which you want the destination computer to be assigned. Six deployment phases can be run on a destination computer. The type of installation you perform determines which of the six phases will run. You can use the same operating system package for each installation type. Each phase performs specific actions. You can also specify custom actions for each phase. The first phase is validation. The validation phase occurs when you run an in-place upgrade. During this phase, you can configure and run custom actions that notify the user about what the package does or that perform validation steps to determine whether the package can run on the destination computer. An example of an action that you can run in the validation phase is a script that validates sufficient disk space exists to install an operating system package. The next phase is state capture. The state capture phase occurs when you run an in-place upgrade or a side-by-side upgrade. During this phase, you can configure and run actions that capture the user's existing files and settings, such as the computer name, SMS site, and SMS identifier from the destination computer. These settings can later be reapplied to the destination computer after running the operating system package. Examples of actions you can run in the state capture phase include using the user state migration tool version 2.6 to capture user files and settings, using other state capture tools, running custom scripts to save user information. We're going to use the user state migration tool to migrate users to new computers. We will talk more about USMT in the next demonstration. The next phase is pre-install. The pre-install phase occurs when you run a new computer installation, an in-place upgrade, or a side-by-side upgrade. During this phase, you can configure and run actions that prepare the destination computer disk drive for the installation of the new operating system. Examples of actions that you can run on the pre-install phase include running a script to create and format additional drives, run custom scripts to access Microsoft SQL Server through ADO, included with Windows PE, to determine the computer name or other variables based on the MAC address. The next phase is install, but no administrator-defined custom actions can be defined for this phase, so it's not displayed here. The next phase is post-install. The post-install phase occurs when you run a new computer installation, in-place upgrade, or a side-by-side upgrade. During this phase, you can configure and run actions that further configure the new operating system image before the installation completes. Examples of actions that can run in the pre-install phase include scripts to tailor the sysprep.inf file to further tailor the installation. The last phase is state restore. The state restore phase occurs when you run a new computer installation, an in-place upgrade, or a side-by-side upgrade. During this phase, you can configure and run actions that add optional applications and restore a user's state. Example of actions that you can run in the state restore phase include install additional applications such as Microsoft Office 2003 or other line of business applications. Restore a user state using the user state migration tool. We will restore the user state that we created in the state capture section. To be able to distribute this package, you have to define the distribution points from which the client can install. Design your SMS installation to have a distribution point near enough to your installations to prevent remote installations over low bandwidth connections. You can use the Manage Distribution Points wizard to copy the package files to the distribution points. In our SMS environment, we only have the one distribution point on this server. In an environment with multiple distribution points, you would see more listed here. Now that we have defined our distribution point, let's see if the files have been copied over successfully. Because operating system images are typically more than 1 gigabyte in size, they can take some time to copy to the distribution point. In the details pane, we can see that the operating system package is still being copied to the distribution point. Before we create the advertisement, we will wait until the distribution point is updated to avoid having any system try to process an incomplete image package. Now we'll create an advertisement that we can use to distribute this image to systems running the SMS Advanced client. In the Advertisement Properties dialog box, we will assign the name XP Pro SP2 Off 03 Upgrade for our advertisement. We will select the package and program that we created earlier. The collection determines what systems will receive this package. For this demonstration, we will use the Custom OS Upgrades collection. To advertise the package, you must define a scheduled time for it to run, as well as set a priority. We will use the default, which is set to the time this advertisement was created. For this demonstration, we will set the priority to high so that we will not have to wait for it to process the advertisement. The Advanced Client tab tells the client whether to run the program from the distribution point or to download the files and run them locally. It also gives you the ability to specify different behavior based on whether the distribution point is local or remote. So now we've captured the image from a system and used an image to create a package in SMS. The package that we created will be used in later demonstrations to create an installation CD that can be used to create RIS images as well as to install the image from a bootable CD. Now we can move on to the tools for advancing Contoso's desktop management. Microsoft Solution Accelerators are an important element of the Windows Server System Reference Architecture, or WSSRA. WSSRA is a technology architecture that has been rigorously tested and proven in a partnered lab environment to provide exceptional planning and implementation guidance that addresses fundamental infrastructure issues, such as availability, security, scalability, and manageability of the platform. As part of Microsoft Solutions for Infrastructure and Management, the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator is targeted at IT professionals and enterprises that need to reduce the cost and risk of deploying operating systems and applications. The current Solution Accelerator, version 2.5, is available in standard and enterprise flavors. Standard is recommended for organizations with over 250 workstations who are interested in light touch installation. Enterprise is recommended for 500 and more desktops and organizations who wish to deploy zero-touch provisioning. Business Desktop Deployment, or BDD, has changed the face of scaled desktop deployments, providing true end-to-end guidance and automation for all required desktop deployment processes. Microsoft has released BDD 2007 Beta 2 to enable light touch deployment of Microsoft Windows Vista Beta 2 and the 2007 Microsoft Office System Beta 2 desktop images. BDD 2007 Beta 2 will allow businesses to assess the procedures for Windows Vista and the 2007 Microsoft Office System desktop deployment and migration. Both versions are available as a free download from www.microsoft.com. The documents that make up the bulk of the Solution Accelerator cover all the aspects of business desktop deployment, from building the business case to migrating user states to planning a provisioning system. All categories include a business example document so that you can see the Solution Accelerator in action. The Operating System Deployment Feature Pack for SMS 2003 figures prominently in BDD solutions. OSD allows you to capture an operating system image, package it for deployment, migrate the user state from a previous operating system installation, deploy the operating system over the network, and monitor and report on the progress of deployment. OSD is capable of installing new operating systems and refreshing the existing operating system, returning a damaged or altered installation to compliance with the standards of the organization. OSD is a feature pack that is added to SMS 2003. It requires SMS Service Pack 1. Once it is installed, the server-based features are accessible through the SMS Administrator console. As a feature pack of SMS, it integrates with existing functions of SMS. You can utilize the Collections feature of SMS to control what gets deployed to where, and you can monitor the status of deployments from the same console. Images can also be automatically replicated throughout a distributed enterprise. SMS OSD is the first Microsoft release of the WIM image format for operating system deployment. It is the new Windows imaging format for the deployment of operating system images. WIM is highly compressed and efficient, allowing for deployment over the network. In addition, it can preserve local data and does not require the removal of existing partitions. OSD can be integrated with custom scripts and migration tools. The User State Migration Tool version 2.6 returns the user settings to the new desktop. Additional scripts can be implemented to add additional applications or settings to the new desktop during the course of the install or once the installation is completed. OSD utilizes the user state migration tool to preserve user settings during a migration. In this demonstration, we will use the USMT architecture to back up the user state of a machine about to be upgraded. The User State Migration Tool, or USMT, is an administrator's version of the Files and Settings Transfer Wizard. The Files and Settings Transfer Wizard was designed primarily as a way for home and small office users to migrate their files and settings to a new computer. It's also widely used in the corporate environment for the same purpose. The USMT was designed to assist IT administrators in performing large deployments of Windows XP Professional in a corporate environment. USMT provides the same functionality as the wizard, but on a large scale, targeted at migrations of multiple users. USMT gives administrators command line precision in customizing specific settings, such as unique modifications to the registry. The User State Migration Tool is shipped with Windows XP in the valueadd/msft/usmt folder. The latest version, 2.6, can be downloaded from Microsoft. It also ships with Microsoft Windows Server 2003 in the valueadd/msft/usmt folder. We have mapped a network drive to the location on the SMS server where we have installed USMT. USMT can be run locally or from a network location. The User State Migration Tool is actually a handful of individual command line tools and scripts. ScanState.exe collects user data and settings based on the information contained in the MIGApp, MIGSys, MIGUser, and sysfiles.inf files. Additional INF files can be created to migrate additional information. Without modification to the default settings, ScanState can migrate settings and files for just about every common aspect of the user's state, including Microsoft Internet Explorer settings, Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express settings and store, dial-up connections, phone and modem options, Microsoft Office settings, network drives and printers, My Documents folder, cookies, and even common Office file types. So let's back up the user state using the default settings. The ScanState command tells the tool to collect the data and save it to the packages share on the Seattle SMS server so that it can be used in a later demonstration. Depending on how much data there is to scan, this can take a minute or two to complete. The USMT2.unc folder was created by the tool. This subfolder contains all the files and settings it found that match the criteria in the .inf files. LoadState.exe is the tool used to deposit this user state on a computer running a fresh, not upgraded installation of Windows XP Professional. If you wish to migrate all the settings and files you archive with ScanState, you would use the same command line options for LoadState.exe. Now we'll take a closer look at the MIGApp.inf file. This file informs ScanState and LoadState of the settings from which applications should be migrated. Near the top of the MIGApp.inf file is the listing of applications for which the INF file has migration information. There are many environment migration settings for several applications, such as Adobe Acrobat Reader. There are settings that pertain to the environment, such as the installation path. There are also detection registry strings under the Detect section so that the tool can determine if the software is installed or not. These are only a few of the possible types of sections that can appear in the INF file. A Another important file that you will need when migrating users from an older operating system to a newer one is sysfiles.inf. Sysfiles.inf defines files that must not be migrated despite any other rules. These are operating system files that can conflict with the newer version of the files in Windows XP. The sysfiles.inf files should not be modified except to add more files to the list of files that never migrate under any circumstance. In the simplest case, the default migration rule, inf file, sysfiles.inf, is used as is for the migration. This is how USD works in the Windows environment. An operating system deployment using OSD requires a lab computer to develop the preliminary golden image, an SMS server to create the package, an appropriate number of SMS distribution points to suit your enterprise, and the target computers. The target computers need to run the SMS Advanced client. If Microsoft Operations Manager is in place, it logs the activity of OSD, including the deployment status, successes, and failures. MOM can generate reports and track the progress of deployment. First, you create and capture a golden or clean image on a computer in the lab environment. One image can be used for multiple deployments. Once the computer is in the desired state, utilize the operating system image capture CD to save the image in WIM format. SMS inventory creates a collection of the computers targeted for deployment. You can specify which computers should be upgraded based on whatever criteria is important to you. This feature can be used to visualize and execute a phased operating system deployment, focusing on a particular department or site at one time. When the collection is completed, SMS advertises the deployment over the network to SMS agents. When the client receives the advertisement, it saves the user state using USMT save state. Once the state has been preserved, SMS delivers a WIM image of WinPE, or Windows Pre-Installation Operating System, a small, self-sufficient Windows operating system that will perform the preliminary work of the installation. It will be installed to the existing partition. After WinPE is installed, the computer's boot files are modified. Although the original operating system is still on the desktop, the boot files now initiate WinPE instead. The computer reboots to WinPE, which will clean the disk. WinPE downloads and installs the new operating system WIM. The image is personalized with USMT, load state, restoring user settings. Additional scripts can be run at this point as well. The SMS Advanced client starts on the new operating system once the install is completed. The Advanced client queries the SMS server for additional instruction. This allows for applications that can be installed on a more granular level. Some applications cannot be delivered as a part of the WIM image because they need the user state to be in place first. In addition, you can have additional more granular SMS collections for specific configurations and applications. Contoso is ready to deploy an operating system image. Contoso is deploying new workstations to replace PCs that are at the end of their useful life. We will automatically preserve the user state and install the new standard image on their new PCs. Contoso wants to deploy new operating system images to new and existing systems. New systems are not managed by SMS and may not even have an operating system installed. For this scenario, we can use an installation CD to either create UNRIS image and install remotely from SMS or to initiate the install from the bootable CD. The OSD feature pack provides the operating system image installation CD wizard to create the installation CD from images captured using the SMS image capture wizard. The installation CD will start the installation, but it does not contain the entire image. For this reason, you must specify where the client can install the image from. The default settings allow the image to be installed either from an SMS distribution point or allow the user to select a different location. You can also choose whether a script determines the name of the computer or if it is set by the user when the installation is running. We will use the default settings. When creating an installation CD, you must specify the image package and installation program that will be used to create it. The Windows PE settings allow you to add additional drivers for the Windows pre-installation environment. Since we do not need any additional drivers, we will leave these blank. You must create a name for your CD and enter the path where you want the ISO image created. It will take 2 to 3 minutes to create the ISO. After it is created, you would normally burn it to a CD, but for this demonstration, we will use the ISO file. Now that we've finished creating the CD, we could use it to either install the image directly from the CD or use it to create a RIS image that can be distributed through remote installation services. In the interest of saving time, we will not create a RIS image from the CD that we just created. Instead, we will demonstrate the process for using RIS to install systems from an existing image. For various reasons, there are systems that are not managed by SMS, but that are still supported by the IT department of Contoso. SMS and the OSD feature pack can still be used to deploy new operating systems to these workstations through the use of the installation CD we created in the fifth demonstration. The operating system installation wizard is started from a CD. The operating system installation task gives you 3 scenarios to choose from. These include the user keeping the same system and therefore needing files and settings saved and restored to the same system. Also, you can specify that the user is getting a new system, so the files will be saved but will be restored when the user runs the wizard on the new computer. Although we could install the operating system image from the SMS distribution point, we can also specify another location for the source files. This can be helpful for when the SMS distribution points are not local to the system using the image installation CD. For the other location, we will select the source directory where SMS image package is that we created and stores its files. Again, we will provide our credentials to access these files. The configuration is the program to be run for the SMS package. On the Transfer Files and Settings page, we will tell the wizard where we want it to store the user's files and settings before the installation of the new operating system begins. After the operating system install completes, it will restore the files and settings from that location. The operating system installation wizard now has the information needed to install the new operating system image. The system will need to restart to complete the installation. Now the system boots into the SMS operating system deployment. Through these demonstrations, we have introduced several parts of the desktop deployment process. This included the solution accelerator for BDD to create a staging system that can be used to generate the base system for creating images. We also reviewed how to capture an image of the system after it's configured and tested, how to migrate user files and settings, and finally, how to deploy the new operating system image to managed and unmanaged computers, as well as to existing and new systems. The process for deploying systems is not a single project that has a completion date, but it is an ongoing project. Using the Solution Accelerator for BDD Enterprise Edition and the OSD Feature Pack with SMS 2003, you can reduce the total cost of ownership for your systems by maintaining the environment used to create initial images and by using defined practices and proven tools for producing and deploying new images. The BDD Solution Accelerator introduces the concept of application compatibility testing. The enhanced security features in Windows XP SP2 require you to plan and test your deployment to ensure application compatibility. If compatibility issues arise, it might not be possible in the short term to reconfigure, redevelop, or upgrade the application to operate successfully with the enhanced level of security. The Application Compatibility Testing and Mitigation Guide for Windows XP Service Pack 2 describes the enhanced security features, potential application incompatibilities, and methods of mitigating issues that may arise. In order to be responsive to the business needs of the organization, the IT department and Contoso needs to be prepared to deploy software that the business units need. However, they need to take into account their security policies. It's possible that the current configuration will not allow an internet-enabled application to run properly. The IT department has learned that they can operate best if they can approve software and control the installation. They need a process to approve and deploy new software to the desktop. This is a great example of the advantage of limiting the types of hardware and operating system images deployed in the organization. Application compatibility testing must be performed on every configuration in the environment. Each additional desktop image or hardware configuration multiplies the cost of the application compatibility testing process. Consult the Application Compatibility Testing and Mitigation Guide for Windows XP Service Pack 2, available on the Microsoft website. It provides a roadmap for testing and approving new applications. In addition, it lists the possible risks to compatibility of Windows XP SP2 security features. Among these are protections against unwanted Internet Explorer add-ins, restriction of binary behaviors in Internet Explorer, and the enhanced firewall, Windows Firewall. Some applications that utilize Internet Explorer will even have problems with the built-in pop-up blocker. XP SP2 also implements Data Execution Prevention, or DEP. DEP is a set of hardware and software technologies that checks memory for malicious code. Applications that create dynamic code may be hampered by DEP. All of these potential challenges can be overcome through specific configurations of the desktop. Application compatibility testing will allow you to identify any of these problems before the application is running on the desktop. You can troubleshoot problems outside of the production environment and devise a solution. You'll be able to deploy the solution simultaneously to the application. The adoption of the new application will be smoother and easier for everyone. At this point, Contoso should begin to see the benefits of moving from a standardized to rationalized infrastructure. Now that an appropriate automated deployment tool is running at Contoso and further processes are automated, the consultants are comfortable referring to Contoso's desktop management environment as rationalized. We've solved the problems that were rooted in their labor-intensive, costly deployments. The new deployment strategy will rapidly deliver the new standardized operating system image to the desktop. The lower barrier to deployment will ease the configuration management across the board. The automated deployment will not occupy nearly as much resources and personnel as their old high-touch deployment strategies. In addition, the newly standardized base will require less support. They can, in fact, use the same deployment process to perform targeted refreshes on damaged desktop installations as a resolution to client problems. As we explained earlier in this session, Contoso can expect dramatic reduction in the actual cost of deployment by using a light touch system. The reduced installation base is significantly cheaper to maintain, resulting in lower support costs. Windows Vista is designed with consideration towards desktop deployment. When it comes time for Contoso to migrate to a Windows Vista-based desktop, the migration process should be smoothed out by the work that we have done now. Even before that, the WIM capability to modify the WIM file and our documented automated reference image makes it easy to modify our standard desktop for future needs. We have dramatically improved Contoso's desktop management. There are more steps to consider, however. We have qualified Contoso as a rationalized IT desktop management organization. Now we will look at how to further improve their desktop management into a proactive, dynamic organization. We can further improve the organization's deployment by implementing more advanced tools. Zero-touch provisioning, or ZTP, lets you delegate administrative tasks, known as ZTP services, acquire the appropriate approvals, and accrue charges for the ZTP service. In addition, you can allow users to perform self-administered ZTP services, such as installing an application or upgrading their operating systems. By automating these tasks, we can further reduce your desktop TCO. Less help desk and IT staff time will be spent on repetitive tasks or fielding calls requesting software or security group membership. Once you've deployed a zero-touch process, it works like this. The authorized subscriber requests the provisioning. In our case, Contoso managers are able to request desktop refreshes and approve software for their employees. They log on to a custom web page and request the needed service. The web interface connects to the provisioning infrastructure. The Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator, ZTP, utilizes BizTalk to process the business intelligence, SharePoint with the user self-service provisioning web part, and SMS with the OSD feature pack, and SQL for the configuration database. The infrastructure will keep track of licenses as well. If the business intelligence requires approval, the ZTP system will notify the authorizing person that action is required. The infrastructure automatically performs a requested task using Active Directory as a delivery device as well as a method for authorization. The target computer or AD object is authorized and the provisioning occurs with no participation by the IT staff. This is a long way from Contoso's basic state when even basic changes to the desktop required a staff member to visit the PC. With the upcoming release of Windows Vista, new desktop management and deployment tools will become available. The WIM image format that we have been using for SMS OSD deployments is the native format of Vista images. That means that deploying Vista is highly customizable. In addition, the installation is not hardware dependent and can be applied to computers of different configurations. In your enterprise, you will be able to create a custom installation that suits your business and deploy it to workstations, regardless of the hardware. XImage is a simple utility that you run from the command prompt or from Windows PE. The batch scripting features in Windows Vista are versatile, so you can script XImage to do almost everything with an image that you need. XImage's core features let you capture a volume to a WIM file and apply a WIM file to a volume. You can mount an image, modify the image just like you would any file or folder on the file system, and then unmount the image. For example, you can mount an operating system image, add device drivers, and then unmount it, which saves time as opposed to rebuilding the disk image from scratch. The new version of Windows PE 2.0 runs every time you install Windows Vista. The graphical tools that collect configuration information during the setup phase are running within Windows PE. In addition, Windows PE can be customized for an organization's unique deployment needs. Windows PE is also useful for both automatic and manual troubleshooting. For example, if Windows Vista fails to start because of a corrupted system file, Windows PE can automatically start the Windows recovery environment. You can also manually start Windows PE to use built-in or custom troubleshooting and diagnostic tools. Original equipment manufacturers and independent software vendors can use Windows PE to build customized automated solutions for recovering and rebuilding computers running Windows Vista. For example, users could start their computers from Windows PE recovery CDs or recovery partitions to automatically reformat their hard disks and reinstall Windows Vista with the original drivers, settings, and applications. There are several benefits to using the new Windows PE 2.0. It starts quickly, is stored entirely in a computer's memory, and can be stored on removable media. The exact size of Windows PE can vary depending on how you customize the image, but it typically consumes less than 100 megabytes when compressed in WIM format. You can compress Windows PE within a WIM file and run it from memory without ever decompressing it. Therefore, you benefit from compression both when storing the image on a disk and after loading it into your computer's memory. Although Windows PE is designed to be small, it contains much of the core functionality of Windows Vista. Because Windows PE supports Win32, most Windows applications will run in Windows PE. Windows PE also supports multi-threading and multitasking, so you can run multiple tools at the same time. Windows PE can also run batch files, VB scripts, Windows script host scripts, HTML applications, and Microsoft ActiveX data objects. Because Windows PE provides RAM-based temporary space, Windows PE can run applications that require the ability to write temporary files to the hard disk, even if no hard disk is available. Windows PE includes most Windows Vista drivers, and you can add new drivers to a Windows PE image. Although you can run Windows PE directly from a hard disk or removable media, you can also choose to run Windows PE directly from memory. Loading Windows PE from RAM provides additional flexibility because you remove the Windows PE media after Windows PE has started. Therefore, you could load Windows PE from a CD and then replace the CD with a second CD containing tools or drivers. Now watch how XImage can be used to simplify image modifications. In this demonstration, we will mount an image to view and edit the files within it, and then look at some of the other XImage options. A way to make deployment easier and more efficient is to merge image files. When you merge files using XImage, it utilizes single instancing to save space. For example, our organization has two departments. These departments only need a slightly different configuration, so we can merge the image files so that we don't use up space by storing each image separately. To illustrate how this works, we're going to modify one image by adding the marketing information document. Right now, the files Vista Image and Vista Image 2 are identical. Once you have a WIM file to use for packages, you can map the contents on the image to a mount directory. Once in the mount directory, you can perform common file operations such as copying, pasting, and editing without extracting or recreating the image. The first step in mounting an image is installing the Windows Imaging File System filter, or the WIMFS filter. This filter is included in the Windows Automated Installation Kit, or WAKE, tools, but has to be installed manually. We have the filter installed, so we can use XImage to mount the file. We need to create a folder where XImage will mount the WIM files. We will name the folder Mount. If you just enter the Mount command, XImage will give you a list of files that are currently mounted. Currently, there aren't any images mounted. We want to mount the WIM file we already created, so we will use the mount RW command, which will mount the file with read-write permissions. You can also use the mount command, which will mount with read-only permissions. If you only wanted to view the contents of a file, you could mount with read-only permissions to avoid making any unwanted changes to the file. When using the mount RW command, 1 is the reference number of the specific volume in the WIM file, and C/mount is the location of the mount directory. A message indicates the mount was successful. Now that we have mounted the image, we can view it using a file management tool. In this case, we'll use Windows Explorer so that we can navigate through the actual image file. XImage is able to almost instantaneously mount the directory, even with a full operating system image. You can then view all the files and folders listed in the WIM image. Since we mounted the file with read-write access, we will be able to edit the files. If we had mounted with read-only access, we could only view the files. Contoso decided that it needed to add the employee addendum to the image file. Instead of having to recapture the whole image, we can just copy the new file to the WIM file inside Windows Explorer. So, we're going to copy employee addendum to the mount folder. Once we've made the changes to the WIM file, we can go back into XImage and commit the changes. We're going to use the unmount and commit commands together. XImage will save the image, including the new document we just copied to it, and will remove the image from the mount folder. If you use the unmount command without the commit command, all the changes you made will be lost. Don't mount an image in Windows PE because Windows PE reboots every 24 hours and mounted images don't remain mounted during a reboot. If there are changes to commit during a reboot, the changes will be lost. If you were to look in the mount folder again, you would see that the WIM image contents are no longer listed. You can also view the information on the WIM image in XImage. Now, the file count will include the new file that was added. Now we will export the Vista 2 image to the Vista image. When you export one image into another, ImageX will take the two separate images and combine them into a single file. These files will be maintained as separate files but will be stored in a single WIM file. When we view the XML data for our Vista WIM file, it will now display information for each image. This means you can easily access information about the individual images no matter how many images are in a single WIM file. Also, when we look at the total size of the combined WIM file compared to the individual sizes of the two images, the combined file is smaller than the individual files. By using both compression and single instancing, you can remove redundancy and greatly reduce the space a WIM file occupies. In addition, ImageX will still know if you give identical files different names and will still combine them. This is because the files are hashed to match file to file. XImage also gives us other options for working with WIM files. From the XML information we just generated, we know that there are two image indexes. We can use XImage to delete one of these images if it isn't needed anymore. In this example, we're going to delete the second index. Now that we deleted the second index, when we view the XML information again, we will only see the one image inside the WIM file. Also with XImage, we can append a directory into a WIM file, verify it, and then export it. First, we're going to append a folder called, appropriately enough, append, to the vista.wim file. We have already created the append folder with files inside it. This option will add the append folder as another image inside the vista.wim image. Remember that an appended image needs to have the same compression type as the original WIM file. When we view the XML code for vistaimage.wim now, it will show that there are two images, including the append image we just created. Now we can export the appended image to its own WIM file. To do this, we use the export command to export the second image index of vista.wim to the vistaimage folder. We will name the new image update.wim. If we go back to Windows Explorer, we can verify that the update.wim image was created successfully. Finally, with XImage, we can use the dir command to get a list of all the files within a WIM file without mounting it. Windows Vista deployment has several other new capabilities. Windows Vista will include the new version of RIS, Windows Deployment Services, or WDS. The new Vista deployment enhancements that orbit around WDS will simplify the Vista rollout that Contoso is starting to plan. Windows Vista was built with desktop deployment in mind. Several new features will further simplify Contoso's next big desktop deployment. Single XML-based answer files can customize all of your deployment and installation processes. Contoso can start determining and applying the settings now for their future installation. Many organizations would like to move their desktop environments to be fully managed. Providing a locked-down environment, for example, user account control for Windows Vista, is important to achieve this goal. However, many of the older applications break in this protected user mode because they write to restricted areas such as registries and the Windows directory. Windows Vista enables these applications to run in a protected user environment by redirecting the writes to a virtual store, thus tricking the application into thinking they are still running with full administrative privileges. The capability provides huge benefits in application compatibility and in achieving goals for well-managed desktop environments. Contoso would like the added security of a locked-down desktop in which users are not local administrators. They will audit their currently installed software and identify which applications rely upon local administrator status. Vista deployment is language independent. Instead of creating a separate image for each language pack, a single WIM image can contain all of the language packs that the organization requires. You can prompt the user to select a language upon installation. In the case of an upgrade or desktop migration, the installation process will determine the language setting and automatically install the same language pack from the new image. Contoso's administrators are looking forward to using the dynamic update feature. Critical updates can be added during installation using dynamic update. This means that new installations are not vulnerable to the latest security threats, and Contoso does not need to constantly update their packages with modified images as updates are released. Dynamic Update is a feature in Windows Vista Setup that works with Windows Update to download critical fixes and drivers needed for the setup process. This feature updates the required setup files to improve the process of getting started with Windows Vista. Dynamic Update also downloads device drivers from the Windows Update site that are not included in the Windows Vista Operating System DVD, which ensures the devices attached to the computer work properly. Contoso will realize cost and capability improvements when they implement dynamic desktop strategies. The benefits of dynamic desktop management environment at Contoso include the following. The desktop is more cost-effective. A great deal of Contoso's desktop problems have been eliminated. Others can now be resolved remotely. Resources that had been committed to desktop support can now be redeployed. The ease of updating the deployment images and the remote deployment has lowered the cost barrier for future deployments. As a result, the organization can more rapidly adopt future new technologies and modify the desktop for necessary changes. In addition, the desktop, in fact the IT infrastructure as a whole, is viewed by the company as a strategic asset, not a necessary evil. The desktop technology is viewed as a solution, not a source of problems. Users experience less aggravation from desktop problems and are able to use the latest features and technologies. With the new zero-touch provisioning system, users are able to acquire the tools they need when they need them. Let's summarize what we covered today. We identified the savings and requirements for a light-touch deployment strategy for Contoso. When managing your desktop deployment strategies, apply the Microsoft Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator. It will guide you through planning, deployment, and management of all aspects of a desktop deployment plan. Integral to the BDD Solution Accelerator is the SMS Operating System Deployment Feature Pack. It enables automatic over-the-wire or through removable media deployment of custom operating systems across your environment. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/hot-14 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. These books, available from Microsoft Press Publications, can help you with the topics we covered today. Introducing Windows Server 2003 by Jerry Honeycutt can provide you with a thorough introduction to Windows Server and Active Directory. You can learn the basics of group policy as well as insight into Windows Server deployment. Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003 Administrator's Companion by Stephen D. Kaczmarek provides information on how to plan, install, and operate SMS on your network, including application deployment and inventory. There are also a number of good books from other publishers. The Office of Government Commerce publishes the ITIL Library, including Planning to Implement Service Management, which will provide you with the definitions for ITIL certification and will help you design a roadmap towards your desired outcome. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer a classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, MOC, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals who support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Managing Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. Several accreditations are available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can become a fully certified System Administrator, or MCSA, System Engineer, or MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, here's Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The news group page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.